Hello, welcome to Artsy Status Pod, where we have conversations we're afraid of. In today's episode, the topic is how boy craziness ruined my guy friendships. This is important. This is important because I believe that boy craziness contributed to the way that I navigated around guy friendships, the way that I was around guys, because I realized something deeper. It wasn't just a phase. Now, I know that most of us women have had phases of boy craziness, some more than others, but I genuinely think that that's a coping mechanism. That there's something greater. There's a greater issue at hand rather than just, oh, I like guys. I like fantasize about guys. I can just look at a guy and just, like, you know, dream up a life together without even knowing his name. But there's issues with that for sure, but to not even know how to navigate with your guy friends, with men in general, that's not okay. I think I was talking about in the last episode how my boy craziness developed, like, in middle school. But I had my first crush in, like, elementary school. And you know how you get a crush and you're like, oh, he's so cute. And then, like, the next year comes and he's not there anymore. And you're like, you're sad. You know, you put on, like, your nice outfits when you see them. When you don't see them, you're like, ugh, what a waste of an outfit. There were so many times in school where I would have, like, a nice outfit on, and then I'd get so mad if my crush wasn't there because I was just like, dang, like, what a waste of an outfit. But that's cute and innocent until it, like, trickles into high school, to college, and you still have that kind of boy craziness where you don't want that anymore, where it just gives you stress, it complicates friendships, it complicates relationships, and you're like, dude, I need help. Like, this is not okay. So in this episode, we're gonna talk about how, if you're experiencing boy craziness, what to identify, how to get rid of that once and for all, how to, like, not manage that, because we don't manage anything here except for lots of money, positivity, your relationship with God, all that stuff. We don't want any gunky junk out the door. Goodbye. I know in the church that I used to go to, there were so many women and there were, like, 3-4 guys. Now, that being said, it was like it was like, you know, someone let me out in the cage and there's, like, lions just coming to, like, devour it, because girls are kind of just throwing themselves at them. And I kind of think that, you know, men have a lot of options. There's so many beautiful girls out there. There's so many options for men. Even if they don't feel optimal for a partner, they can get there and they have so much access. As where women, I don't think so. Especially in the church, either they're taken or they're special kind of guys. And, you know, let's just say they're neurodivergent. For me, I think it's, like, the coping mechanism that I had was because I had an absent father. Like, he was there to give me whatever I wanted. I wanted food, I wanted clothes, he would get it. But that emotional connection, that emotional support, that wasn't there. So where did I go? Some people, their way of filling those types of voids is drugs. Through drugs, sex, alcohol, the works. But for me, it was just a lot of dissociation, a lot of boy craziness, a lot of, like, living in my own fantasy world, like, having, like, a rich inner world. And so I was looking for something that I was never going to find. I was fixating on boy craziness, fixating on just the attentions of guys, and thinking that that was going to help me, thinking that would make my life better. It got so intense where I couldn't separate the two. I didn't know how to have a platonic, you know, relationship with a guy versus just, oh, I'm crushing him, like, I have feelings for him. I've never dated anyone. I've never been in a relationship to this day, but I was suffering a lot in my head. I felt like there were just two entities being pulled, and, you know, that's a big thing in Christianity where you have the flesh and the spirit. But, you know, that has been a struggle of mine for years. But I think one thing that can help you in life as well is being self-aware. That's half the battle. When you are self-aware, it's a breath of fresh air. You are able to point out things in yourself. You are able to recognize this needs to change. This behavior is not good. Like, why am I acting like that? You are the only one that has the power to change yourself. Yes, you can pray. Yes, you can journal. Yes, you can seek therapy. But if you don't put those steps to change, no one's going to do it for you. No one's going to save you besides Jesus. Going to save you. And it just sucks to, like, you know, think that something is good for you when it's not. Being so young and, like, having that boy craziness was not helping me. That was not helping me. That's not helping you. And if you're here right now, you're someone that you are self-aware. You are someone that wants to get the help. You are someone that you're not afraid to say the hard things. You're not afraid to say, hey, I need help. Like, this is not okay. And I'm proud of you for that, because there's so many people walking around that they don't have common sense. They're not self-aware. They don't know what they're doing could hurt people or hurt themselves. So you're doing this is a big step. Now, after you're self-aware, the next thing that I want you to do is just identify your upbringing. A lot can be just answered if you were just honest with yourself and say, how did I grow up? Did I grow up with a mom and a dad that cared for me? Did I get these emotional needs met? I didn't realize, and I'm a psychology major, I didn't realize your upbringing, your childhood, your care providers, your caregivers, mom and dad, that is so, like, it's so vital to determine what kind of person you're gonna be. I heard a quote the other day that said, if you can determine your future and, like, what kind of person you'll be by analyzing the quality of happiness that your mom had when you grew up, it's so important to know that the quality of happiness of your mother determines, like, what kind of person you are, determines, like, how you are, determines, like, that's crazy. And I'm very sensitive to people's moods, and the fact that that is, like, stated, I think that person, I don't know if it's confirmed, a psychologist said it, but that's important. The quality of happiness of your mother determining, like, and I wanted to add also, maybe you feel like you have boy craziness or you're struggling with something like that and it might feel embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. You are not the only one. And also, not only you need self-awareness to have change, but you need to have self-compassion, and you need to know that we are all a work in progress. You are not going to be the person that you want, the perfect person. Think of, like, your best, ideal, optimal self. That doesn't happen overnight, and even if you do reach to be that person, there's always work to be done. I had a manager one time that told me, like, and I had nothing to do that day. I was done with, like, all my tasks, and then I went to her and she was like, there's always something to be done in my floor. So there's always something to be done in terms of changing, in terms of bettering yourself. You shouldn't let something like boy craziness get you down. There's a lot of factors that come from it. There's a lot of reasons why you might, you know, struggle with boy craziness, and that's a coping mechanism to something that you suffered from when you were a kid, or, you know, you didn't get the parents that you should have, you didn't get the childhood you should have, you didn't get the things you wanted, you didn't get it, right? So that pours into adulthood. So one thing, and you already have this if you're watching this video, if you're watching this podcast, self-awareness is very, very important. Second is self-compassion and determination, because you're not gonna reach that goal if you don't have those things. If you can know that there's a bigger picture here, and perhaps the very thing that you struggle with, for me as a Christian, like, there's a lot of things that I struggle with, but that's gonna be the very thing that God uses so I can help others. And I think that that's one of the biggest blessings of suffering, of going through something. And I can only speak for first world problems, right? The issues that I have, the things that I struggle with, I know that it's going to be used for the greater good. And I believe that God is going to use that. So it, I could see how it really impacted my friendship with guys and interacting with guys. And I couldn't separate, like, this is platonic. This is a guy that, like, you know, is an interest, potential interest. It was infused. And that's not a good thing. And one thing that could help is just refreshing your mind. And I'm going to give a lot of advice. This is advice coming from a Christian, you know? So, you know, take it as you will. But I want to view every single person that I interact with, whether I like them or not, as God's creation. So I want to respect them in my mind, and I want to respect them physically. I don't want to just always assume, like, oh, this guy might be like the one for me, or like, is this my husband, or something like that. That might not be the case. So what can I learn from this person? Because every person that you've met in your life, they've taught you something. Every person that you've met in your life has taught you something. And a good way to practice, like, okay, how do I not let boy craziness ruin my guy friendships? View them as a person first. View them for their mind. View them for who they are. They are a creation of God. You can take those thoughts that you have. I feel like I'm preaching. You can take those thoughts that you have, and I'm speaking to myself as well. Maybe you might get a thought of, oh, maybe I could like daydream, and you might feel that boy craziness creeping in. You want validation from the guy. You kind of orienting yourself around it. Stop it. Recognize that and do it. The more you do it, you're gonna be able to identify the problem, and then it's gonna be like second nature. But I refuse to encounter every single male in my life as, oh, a potential guy, a potential husband, a potential boyfriend. That's exhausting. I'm not doing that. There's no way I'm doing that. There's no way I'm doing that. So identifying the problem, identifying, okay, if I know this was a struggle for me in the past, how can I look at this person as a human being first? You know, because my female friendships, I flourished a lot. There was no romanticism in those friendships because I'm not into women. But with guys, it was hard because I didn't know if I could like go there. But with boundaries, you can. One thing for me is group hangouts. Like with my guy friends, I will hang out with them in a group setting, and I'm not gonna let that determine, like, oh, I can't have guy friendship because I could be boy crazy. I'm missing out on literally like half the population. I'm missing out on insight. I'm missing out on like good friendship, because I don't believe that guys and girls can be friends, but I do believe within the right boundaries they can be. Like group friendships, like respecting among one another. Like, I'm not going to be like out alone with them every single day if they're my guy friend. I will hang out with them, but I will hang out with them in a group setting, and I am gonna enjoy that. So that's a good thing. I mean, you have to give yourself time. You have to be self-aware. You have to be compassionate, and you have to be determined, because if you want to reach the best version of yourself, these are some hard conversations that you're gonna have to have, like how boy craziness ruined my friendships. But it doesn't have to, and it doesn't have to define you, because it doesn't define you. Thank you so much for tuning into Artsy Status Pod. Please be in tune for next week's episode, which is going to be a very interesting one, almost controversial, but remember that you are a work in progress, and just because you didn't get your results today, just because you didn't find that breakthrough, that doesn't mean it's not gonna happen.